you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. And I don't understand in my life why all of these folks put so much emphasis on the Spirit and don't want the water baptism in Jesus' name. If you allow me to say it like I feel like saying it, if they really had the Spirit like they say they did, they wouldn't fight the baptism in Jesus' name. If they had so much Holy Spirit, they wouldn't fight against the baptism in Jesus' name. And I know some of y'all may be going along with all of this loose doctrine and telling folk you don't really have to be baptized in Jesus' name. And there are preachers coming out with these charismatic churches saying, well, I'm baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all in Jesus' name. Well, they just as mixed up as I am. When I get into the cockpit of a 747, I don't know heads from tails when I get in there. They're just as mixed up as a woman trying to make a pound cake and putting some of everything in there and then sticking it in the oven, calling it a pound cake. When Jesus emphatically told us, whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all. In the name of Jesus. It amazes me. I've got to get through here. Y'all don't like me. I say, you ready to go? But it amazes me how, amen, that they will heal in His name. They will, pardon me, prophesy in His name. They will cast out devils, prayer lines, all the way out of the auditoriums in His name. And then when you tell them about being baptized in the only name given among men, whereby they must be saved, they will get fighting mad and tell you, well, the emphasis shouldn't be so much on Jesus' name. And they'll say, you folks put too much emphasis on the name of Jesus. But let me tell you something here. Jesus put emphasis on His own name. Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. And then when you go back to the Godhead, I heard Mr. Anchorbird saying, he said, listen here, there are three distinct persons in the Godhead. And I wanted to call him up and ask him, if there are three distinct persons in the Godhead, then what are the three distinct persons' name? The Father, if He is a distinct person from the Son, He's got to have a name, because every person has a name. Wish I had a witness. Every person has a name. Then if the Son is another distinct person in the Godhead, then what is the Son's name? Then if the Holy Spirit is a third distinct person in the Godhead, then what is the Son's name? I couldn't call him because they wouldn't flash his number. But way down in the bottom of my sanctified soul, I'm so glad tonight that I know who the Father is. And that's why I'm telling you that I'd rather fight than the switch, because you've got so many New Day philosophers coming out with all of this foolishness, telling you that you don't have to do it like that, and all you've got to do is come on over here. And I had one preacher had nerve to say on television, it don't make me no different whose name you baptize them in. That's a fool, if you please. He said, it don't make me no different how many persons in the Godhead. That shows you he don't even know what he's talking about. And the Bible says, if the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. And you know what bothers me? You got a lot of blind folk following these preachers. Amen. We stand here and preach every Sunday until we almost fall flat on our faces. And you got some of these cool dudes, if you please. Don't sweat a drop of sweat. Amen. Sermon wrote out before they get it. Telling them what to preach and what not to preach. And you got a lot of silly folk that ought to be studying God's word. Because Jesus Jesus said, search the scripture. Don't take what Ellie say, but search the scripture. Search it for yourself. In them ye think ye have eternal life. Amen. It bothers me. It bothers me. When I see these people flocking there, we can't even get them to give a tenth of their increase. And they'll go over to some of the smooth stuff and give their whole checks, if you please. But come on, apostolic people. It's too late in the day to change. It's too late in the day to let the devil tell you that you don't have to contend for the faith. For you said this faith have been delivered for once and for all. And it was delivered to the saints, if you please. Now that's why I tried to make a distinction in letting you know that everybody was not a saint of God. Because the real saints of God in this last hour of the church, they're going to rise up and be counted. They're not going to take down because they're losing whoever they have. But the real apostolic saints, they are going to stand up and say, yes, my heart is already fixed and my mind is already made up. They'll say like the writer that says, I'm planted like a tree by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. I don't care who turn around. I don't care who go back on the Lord. You apostolic folks ought to stand now. Young people ought to stand up for Jesus. Old people ought to stand up for Jesus. Middle-aged people ought to stand up for Jesus and say, it's too late to tell me that Jesus is not the Almighty God. I'm not going by what my preacher say, but I know for myself Jesus is the Almighty God. I wish I had a little help in here. I'm not going by what my district elders say, but I know, and I know for myself that Jesus is the Almighty God. I got to close here. I'm not going by what the organization say, but I know for myself that Jesus is the Almighty God. I know for myself that Jesus is not just the Son of God, but Jesus is the God of glory. For I heard, yes, I heard Brother John saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. I heard Jesus say, when they looked at Him and say, you must be of Abraham. I heard Jesus say, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and shout glory. Shout glory. When it came down to the Old Testament, He was so wonderful. Before He was born, Jeremiah didn't know what to call Him. He said, what shall I call Him? But I heard Brother Jeremiah say, He's so wonderful till I don't know His name, but all I know, He's like fire. Shut up in my bone. Can I get a witness here? Ezekiel said, what shall I call Him? He said, I don't know what to call Him because He's so wonderful. He said, all I know, He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Can I preach a while? I heard Malachi say, what shall I call Him? He said, I don't know what to call Him, but all I know, He's going to rise up with healing in His his wing. But when they closed the Old Testament, I wish I had time to preach it all. When they closed the Old Testament and they couldn't hear from nobody, they couldn't hear nobody pray, they couldn't hear nobody testify, but by and by, Brother Matthew broke through and wrote back to the saints and said, "For she shall bring forth a son, and thou shall call his name Jesus." I will hold on to the one faith. I will hold on to the one baptism. I'll stand up on my feet and tell the devil I'd rather fight than to switch, because I know who Jesus is. I know for myself he's not the third person in the Trinity, for there is no Trinity. There have always been one God, the Father of us all, who's through us all. He's in us all. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. I'm so glad I know his name. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God. His name is Jesus. He's the first. He's the last. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Can I get a witness? Lean on somebody and say, "I'd rather fight than to switch." Tell them, "I shall not change now. I shall not change now. God gave me the Holy Ghost. I didn't learn about Jesus in the seminary. I didn't learn about Jesus in the college room. But one Friday night, Jesus spoke to my heart. Yeah, Jesus." I wish I had some help in here. "Jesus spoke to my mind. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? You can have your charismatics. Can I get a witness? I say you can have your charismatics. You can have your Trinitarianism." Somebody say, "What have you got, Pastor?" I've got Jesus. Hey, I've got Jesus. And I don't need nobody else. I'm so glad I've got Jesus for my doctor. I've got Jesus for my lawyer. I've got Jesus for my friend. I'd rather fight than the switch. For it's Jesus in the morning. It's Jesus in the noonday. It's Jesus in the midnight hour. Not two, but one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And I've already been to the water. Thank you.